We'll save our best for last. Jesse and his team from Chatterbuzz Media, local marketing advertising firm, agreed to come talk to us about social media. Social media, you know, I didn't know anything about it until about a year ago when we had a workshop at one of our meetings, 4-hour workshop. And I'm telling you, we were all just floored at the opportunities. Of course, our marketing department knows about it, but the rest of us didn't know much about it. So I think it could have a lot of applications in various ways for our members, not necessarily just advertising your product, but maybe the sustainability of your business, the benefits of some of the products, whereas retaining moisture or increasing plant health, beautification of your products. So I think it could be good for the industry. So with that, Jesse's going to come up here and introduce his team. He's got a couple other people here. They're going to stick around, ask your questions, come to their social. So here's Jesse.
Another great thing about social media is that here's where you can also scout for talent. So for instance, your company needs more labor. You can actually find them on social media, because that's where everybody has a social media platform. This is a great way for you to scout and to hire talent. So as you notice, some of these numbers are great. 46% of web users look to social media before making a purchase. Now more than ever, it's important for you to have a strong digital presence, because that's your first impression nowadays. It used to be where you would just drive around, or you would actually look at a yellow book and find what you needed. So, I need some mulch. Let me look under that mulch and find companies. It's not like that anymore. Now people go to Google, people go to Facebook, Twitter. So the digital presence actually might be your first impression, and you want to make your first impression count. You notice 8% of small businesses use social media, and they use it to drive growth. What that means is they're using all their maximum effort in order to build their brand online, which means it doesn't matter if you have big banners, it doesn't matter if your product is the greatest, because you're not online. It's important to now strengthen your online presence to get more followers that can translate into conversions. Lastly, it allows you to learn about your audience. Now, what does that mean, learning about your audience? Basically, you're going out there so you can speak and find out who your customer is. What does your customer like? You might think, well, all I do is sell soil. But what kind of soil are your customers wanting? And this is not necessarily your customer, regular Joe, that needs to buy soil. This could also apply to companies. This could apply to anybody that you need to sell a product to. And social media gives you intricate and detailed insights on what you need to learn about your buyer persona. So instead of going and doing research, all you gotta do is just open up a Facebook account and you'll be able to find this information. So before we continue, any questions? Is everybody good? Excellent. So let's go with Facebook. Now why do you think Facebook, what do you think I mentioned Facebook? What do you think I brought Facebook? Just show hands if anyone. Well, I brought up Facebook. Facebook is actually the largest social media network. It has over 1 billion users at this point. That's an incredible amount of people. Now, of course, not all those accounts are real, but generally, there's a big population that is, which means those are millions and millions of potential customers that you could possibly be targeting. If you notice these numbers, they're fantastic as far as you compare them to the traditional way of marketing. Just look at the first one. It takes 27 cents on average per click for a Facebook ad. And don't worry, we'll talk about Facebook ads. However, it only takes 27 cents for you to actually put an ad out there and create a conversion, which is great. That doesn't mean if you put a dollar, all of a sudden you're gonna get, get 4 people converting. What it means is that your advertising now becomes a lot cheaper. So instead of spending thousands and thousands of dollars on traditional marketing, you can now do it online. As a matter of fact, you can do it on Facebook. It's fantastic. Second of all, 70% of businesses have acquired new customers on Facebook. What that entails is for you to actually get new customers through Facebook. Like, oh wow, I thought Facebook was just sharing update posts and putting memes and putting videos of cats. It could be, but your company can actually use it to monetize and actually gain customers and actually gain more revenue. 49% of consumers like a Facebook page to support their business. And this is gonna be the underlying theme for this entire presentation. When you're on social media, you're not here to push a product. You're not here to sell a product. You're here to create your brand. You're here to create something personable that your clientele wants. You want your customers to know you not as these guys sell mulch, but this is a company that I like and I want to support it. So real quickly, I'd like to show you a Facebook example of how your Facebook profile should look like. As you can see up here, we have two images. We have the profile picture and the header image. Now this might seem like, I'm just gonna put whatever on there that I have, but it actually needs to make sense. Another underlying thing we're gonna have here is consistency. What we wanna do, or what you wanna do, is to have your company logo, or your company, which your brand represents, in both of these images. That way you can keep it consistent. If you have something that's not consistent, it'll dilute the brand, and it'll actually make it difficult for the customer to recognize it, as well as it makes it look a little bit sloppy. You wanna be as tight and consistent as possible. As you can see here, they have their entire description filled out. Now you might think, I don't really need to have everything filled out. I don't have a website or any other excuse. You absolutely need to have everything filled out in your description. Now the reason being is not only is it going to be easy for your clients to find out where you are, what you do, and visit you, but it also helps you with something called SEO, which is translated to search engine optimization. The more filled your social profile is, the higher ranking you will be on the Google search, on the Bing search. And that's something that social media can provide now. And it's actually an additional reason why you should have social media platforms. I also like to mention too that it's kind of cut off, but you see how they have an image based and they have text. This is important. Facebook, when you're using it as a business, you don't want to just write text. You don't just want to write hyperlinks. What you want to do is you want to engage the audience. The more engaged the audience, the more likes. I'd like to make this very clear right now that a lot of likes does not equate good business. All that means is that, oh, you look fancy. What you'd rather have is have clients that are engaged and people who want to buy more, to be a part of your families. I would rather have 100 followers or 100 likes of people that actually want to buy my product than a million people that like my page, but no one's doing anything, and no one's buying my product. So how could you, or what are some techniques that you could do to improve your social media presence? Well, I'm about to show you. So with Facebook, there's a number of ways for you to actually engage with your clients, gain more followers, and actually create a viable business. I came up with these three examples that I feel represent most of soil fairly well. So what we have is these three. We can do before and after images. One of the great statistics about social media is the more engaging posts tend to be videos and images. And it makes sense. Everybody knows what a meme is. Everybody knows what a video is. And people are starting to get hip to what GIFs are now. This is going to be extremely important for your social media presence because it's going to gain you more followers. Going down growing down with the media, you also get to do videos. Videos gain so much attention on social media, it's ridiculous. People love to share videos, and people love to email videos, and this is where you can capitalize on your business. Lastly, you can run a contest. A contest is a quick and simple way for you to begin to get more likes and more followers. I'll show you how to do some of these, and I'll show you examples of each one of those. So we have a before and after image. One of the things that I said would kind of make sense for this demographic is to have a before and after image of the services and products that you use. So for instance, if you're a soil company, you say, okay, well this individual bought this amount of soil. Let's see what their house used to look like. Look what it looks like now. So you can see the image. This is what this former client had their soil, and look what happened when they had theirs. Obviously they added more stuff into it. But basically, you're promoting your service or you're promoting your product. And that's where it comes in. That's where you can say, this client right here, they bought this amount of our branded soil. And look how beautiful their house looks. As you can see, these types of images gain a lot of likes. Now, mind you, this isn't something that I photoshopped. This is a real post that I did. And look, 18 people followed. Okay, 18 people liked it. I got one shared. And someone actually commented on it. So you can see these are real results. Real people like this kind of stuff. And these are the things that you need to be focused on when you're on your social media. Next, a video tutorial. Now, videos, like I mentioned, are great to share and are great ways for you to not only promote your product, but actually show the community that you care, that you want to give back. Remember, when you're on social media, you want to engage the customer, you want to engage the client. So it's great for you to have ways and means to give them information because that way they're going to come back. And they're always going to come back because they know that your brand is what gives information. So what I did here is how to plant tomatoes. I just found that. There's no real reason why I added it. But as you can see, the copy, which is the text, is great. Adding a tomato tree is a great way to spruce your garden. Watch the video and learn how. That way clients can see, oh great, I don't necessarily want to know tomatoes, but maybe if this is easy enough, I can do it. And it's true. It's not as hard as you think. You make it easy and you make it accessible for your clients and customers to get information. The more information you give, the more likely they're going to come back. The more likely they are to engage, the more likely they are to convert. Lastly, a Facebook contest. Now there's two ways that we can do Facebook contests, and I'll describe each one. The first way is a more technical way, which is called tabs. On a Facebook profile, on a business profile, you have the option to open up new tabs. So on the top part of your social page, you'll see that you have an about tab, a page tab, and then there's other tabs there. You have the ability to add another tab, and this tab would be a contest tab. What that means is that you open up a form in which people can enter their email address, their name, and they automatically go into a raffle. And you might think, well, why don't I just ask people for that? Here's why. You want to have that tab because you're not collecting information. So not only do you have their name, but you have their email address. And that ties in into our digital integrated marketing. Because once you have their email address, now they're wide open to come back and convert, which means you can now start sending emails and begin an email marketing campaign. Email marketing campaigns have been proven to be so successful that even the big companies of today continually use them, and to great effect. The second way is a more simplistic way, but it can also pay dividends. As you can see, I have an example right here. My example says, show us your garden. We're giving away 5 bags of our mulch and soil to 1 lucky winner. All you have to do is post a picture of your beautiful garden using our branded mulch for a chance to enter. Make sure to tag us in the image, and we can address your work, so we can admire your work. So here not only are you admiring what the customer is doing, you're also telling them, hey, take a picture, and we'll post it on your profile. One thing that users and customers love is that the brand shows them that they care. It's not just the brand, oh, we're just here sitting giving you information. No, we want to interact with you. And I understand that some of the businesses here may be more B2B. However, that can still work. It might not necessarily be a contest, but you still want to show the other companies that you're personal. That doesn't mean your personality has to suffer. You can still remain informative. You can remain strictly business. However, that doesn't mean that you're just a robot. It means that you're out there. It means you're out there trying to reach and try to communicate. Because at the end of the day, social media is all about communication. So in this example, you had a great image, and then you will see a flood and a ton of people wanting to engage with you because now they see, wow, this is a great garden. I have a great garden. I want to share my garden as well. And that's how you foster a community. But once you foster a community, again, you get more likes, and those likes turn into conversions. This is the next step. So now once that you have everything in place, okay, you're doing posts, that's great, you're getting followers, but now I don't want followers now. Now what I want to do is I want to make hard sales. I want to start converting. That can really be done in Facebook. Not only can it be done in Facebook, it can be done remarkably well on Facebook. And the best way to do that is through ads. And you might be saying, oh, why would I need to make a Facebook ad? I can just post all the time. Well, you can post all the time. However, people are going to start seeing your stuff, and they're going to build your community. That doesn't necessarily mean conversions. Ads means conversions. Like I mentioned before, creating an ad can be so cheap that it can pay dividends in the long run. So you could add $500 to a Facebook ad. All of a sudden, you can make $5,000 off of that ad. However, the thing that you have to focus more on is right here, the parameters. Like I mentioned, here are the steps for you to make it. And as from what I have understood, this presentation will be online. So if you need to check back on it, it'll be available for you as well. It is in your packets. What you can do here is create and customize your parameters to make it as hyper-local as you need it to be. So for instance, let's say I'm a soil company that's here in Orlando. I only want to target people that live here in Orlando and in Tampa. Well, when I create my Facebook ad, those are the only users that I can do, and I can actually put them like that. Well, let's say, okay, I want Orlando and Tampa, but I only want people who like sports. You can also identify that parameter, and you can start customizing your ad so it can get you the utmost result that you need. You could go as specific as to how much money they make. And I'm not going to tell you how to do that, but you can actually go all the way to saying how much credit they have and target what languages they speak. You can target on virtually any single parameter that you need to focus for your brand. Now, once you create these ads, all you have to do is just deploy them, and you can literally start making them work. And the way you actually see their end up, you see the way they're working is through analytics. Facebook actually has a way for you to go and check the analytics to see what posts are going well for you and which ones are not. Like I said, likes and shares are a good measurement, but you have to dig in deeper to see what actually is making sense. For instance, I could send a post that let's say, okay, today this post only got 1 like and 1 share. However, the total reach was 5,000 people. Now, the total reach means how many people actually saw your post. So if 5,000 people saw one of my posts, it means, okay, I'm in the right direction, but I only got 1 like and 1 share. How can I improve? This is what analytics are for you to dig deeper to actually understand what exactly you're doing on social media and what exactly you're doing on Facebook. Here are the instructions on how to pick up these analytics right here. And this will tell you exactly what makes sense and how you're doing it. And it will even give you parameters as to what post is performing the best and down below which one's performing the worst. That way you can start optimizing your posts and get the most out of Facebook. Any questions so far? Cool. Now we'll continue. Now, as a show of hands, guys, who here is on Twitter? Great. I've met some other people on Twitter as well. And you might be thinking, Twitter's more for millennials. Twitter's more just for people casually wanting to talk and posting updates and just sharing content randomly. I don't need to be on Twitter. Here's where you might be mistaken. Twitter is actually a great way for businesses to communicate with their clients, to communicate with their customers. You're thinking, well, why would I need to communicate with them? It's simple. The way you want to communicate with them is through, this will be your new way on how to deal with customer service. Twitter has the ability for you to tag other people without necessarily following them. So for instance, if you're a big company, you don't really want to follow some random client that you have going on there, but you do want to address them because they had a problem with one of your products. How do you do so? Instead of going through a calling process, or they're calling you aggravated about what happened with their product, you can reach out to them through Twitter, easily and simply. All you have to do is find their handle, and you write their message. It's easy for them to contact you, and even better for you to contact them. You can post out important information without having to put a mass email, without having to do a press release. You can literally just do it through Twitter. Here's some other examples of what Twitter really makes, where it really makes it shine. So let's start with the money. $47 is the average Twitter referral rate. What that means is that if on Twitter you say, hey, I'm having a sale, I'm having a discount sale, come to my website and you'll receive 50% off. You're guaranteed that each person is going to be worth $47. They're willing to spend up to $47 on that conversion. So it's important for you to start thinking about ways to be creative and how to market yourself and how to market your discounts, how to market yourselves. You can see here, 40% of users follow a brand, and then they visit their company website. Like I mentioned before, this is very crucial and very important in integrated marketing and digital marketing, because at the end of the day, you want everybody to be going to your website. The reason you want people to be on your website is because now you have complete control over what people can see and the user experience that you'll be able to give them. You're not restricted to Facebook, you're not restricted to social media, you're not even restricted to Google. With your own website, you're now able to show people, hey, this is what I want you to see, this is what I want you to do, and you can do it here on my website. So if 47 people that are following your brand want to visit your website, it's a pretty high conversion rate if you ask me. Lastly, 70% of small businesses have accounts. Thinking, wow, that's a lot of businesses. Is my business on that? If it's not, I would recommend that you open up a Twitter account immediately. And now we don't want to just open it up to have it. This is your outlet for you to learn about your customers. This is an outlet for you to tell your information. This is a way for you to save money. So, here's the Twitter example that I have for you. As I mentioned before, very similar to Facebook, you have both the header image and the profile image. Now, the reason you want to have these is to be more engaging and to have a better impression. Like I said, your online presence might be your first impression, and you want to capture them, you want to make a good first impression. Now you can ignore these numbers here because these are self-explanatory. What I want to go back to is the same thing as Facebook. You want to fully complete your about section for SEO purposes, as well as letting people know what you're all about. Now how exactly do I get these kinds of numbers on Twitter? It's not as hard as you think. Here's a few techniques that I've developed that I can get you instantaneous success on Twitter. One of the things that we want to do is create a branded hashtag. Now I mean, this is just my assumption, but do we all know what a hashtag is? Yes, awesome. So creating a branded hashtag may serve a great purpose for you. It's not just to be fancy, it's not just to be cool, but a branded hashtag actually fosters a community. And like I mentioned before, foster communities, turns into followers, turns into customers. You also want to use Twitter cards. Now I'm pretty sure, as a show of hands, Twitter cards are something that's kind of recent, and you wouldn't necessarily recognize it right when you see it. But a Twitter card is actually a post that has enriched media. So it might have video, it might have posts, it might have images. Now the reason you're using Twitter cards is not to have a regular post that just says text. It's for you to engage, it's for you to actually mark up what you're trying to sell, what you're trying to promote, what you're trying to say on social media. Then, lastly, we create Twitter lists. And I'll explain a little bit in detail when we hit that slide. So let's start with the branded hashtags. As you can see, urban edible gardens. Fine, don't let fallen leaves go and watch and collect them as they mulch and murder. So, What they bring some hashtags. Not only are they hitting the sentence, they're actually hitting communities. So people who are in urban permaculture, who follow Soil Matters, now they're a part of that community. Now they're part of that conversation, and that's where you want to enter in. You want to say, hey, I also have my community. My community is ABC Mulch. That's my community. That way, when people start following you, they'll say, hey, I just bought something from ABC Mulch. This is great. Hashtag ABC Mulch. That's something that you want to promote. That's something that you want to do. Like I mentioned before, you're trying to create a following, you're trying to create a community, and this is the best way to do it. Now these are the lists that I mentioned. Now these lists, and this actually shows you where you can do it, is right here. You brought them here, and then you create these lists. I don't know if you can tell, but it has different lists, like A2C partners, small biz, most influential. Now what these lists allow you to do is two things. One, you can now start following people and seeing what they're doing. And when you follow somebody on a list and you put them on a list, they'll receive that notification. And they'll look at it as a sign of recognition, like, oh, this company here put me on their list as top most companies that I want to follow. They see that, they recognize that, they might return the favor, and your strategic partnership will come out of that, which is great. The second thing you can do is you can actually privately have a list that only you can see. You might think, well, why do I need to see that? You do that so you can follow your competitors, and you can see what your competitors are doing without having to follow their statistics, without having to follow them on social media. All you have to do is just put them on this list, and all of a sudden, you can see their analytics. You can see, oh, they have these amount of followers. They're doing these kinds of posts. Why are their posts getting more than these posts? And you can start analyzing, and you can start looking at your competitors and seeing how you rank with them. Lastly, Twitter cards. These are some of the examples of what you can do with the Twitter cards. Like I mentioned before, these aren't regular tweets. As you can see, they're constructed differently, and they have different images and different media. So for instance, this post right here has four different images. And it says, California is one of the America's best small towns. So how can Motion Soil use this to your advantage? Well, you can put your whole product line, right in these images. And we're selling this amount of mulch only for a limited time only. Boom, different products right here. You can show different landscapes. Oh, these are the things that we've done, hire our services today. You can add a great image of one of your products right here with some of the work that you've done and mention, hey, this is the reason why you need to follow us. You have so many opportunities for you to use Twitter and for you to come up with something fantastic that your followers would want to see using Twitter cards. Now, the way you make Twitter cards is creating ads. Give you a little step-by-step process of how you can create an ad. And like I mentioned before, this will be available to you so you can see and sit down so you can create your own ad. But you're thinking, well, what am I going to create a Twitter ad? Same reason as Facebook. You're going to say there's going to be a common theme with social media. Not only can you look at the analytics and you can actually put your own posts that you want to do, but you can also make them hyper-local as possible. There's a multitude of parameters that you can do that you can actually get the right people that you want to get. And you can get as specific as you like, just like on Facebook. So you can say, I only want followers that are in Orlando that use iPhones. You can do that through Twitter. I only want followers that live in California on the West Coast that all they do is that they like motocross. You can do that as well. Twitter allows you to be just as specific as Facebook and offer you different types of ads as opposed to Facebook that just allows you to do one. When you're creating a Twitter card, you can create it through the ad, and you can add different type of media on there. Very similar to Facebook, but a little bit different. Lastly, you can look at your insights as well. Just like in Facebook, you can see how your competition is doing, well, better yet, how you're doing. You can see, oh, today, we had 9 followers. That's great. This month went well. But, oh, we kind of dropped in our reach. So how can I improve that? And if you look below, you can see which are the top tweets, which are your top mentions, and how your numbers are overall for that month. Now, what these two mentions mean is who is actually talking to you. Who is the person that's most influential in your hemisphere, in your sphere of social media, and what tweet did the best? That's great moving forward. That way, you know exactly what you're doing right, and you can continue to exploit that. Any questions so far? Great. Lastly, LinkedIn. I feel like LinkedIn is very self-explanatory. This is the number one social media platform for business professionals and for companies. I don't really have to go into deepest into LinkedIn because we all know LinkedIn is a very powerful social media platform. But I feel like some people aren't as aware as how much stuff you can get on there. Numbers are great. The numbers are great. Almost 300 million users, 100 million users worldwide in the United States alone. 50% of people buy from a company that engages with them. Like I mentioned before, the more you interact with people on social media, the more conversions you'll get. Lastly, 64% of social media traffic from business is from LinkedIn. This makes it the number one social media platform for you to be on to sell your business. Not to a customer, but to another business. Here's a good example of what a Facebook or LinkedIn example would look like. Now mind you, today we're only gonna talk about LinkedIn pages. We're not gonna talk about personal accounts, which that would be a separate, that would be another extra slide in there, and I don't wanna take too much of your time. As you can see here, we have a fantastic image of a header, and we also have a company logo. It's important for LinkedIn particularly to have your logo as the picture and not the header. At the header, you want something that's more, a little bit more engaging, is to realize this is what my company can do. As you see here, this is filled out with the about section, and they have great and rich media that they have posted on their page. You want to be as engaging as possible, but remember to always remain informative. LinkedIn is one of the social medias where you need to keep your business professional. Being funny or having a personality could work for you, but it's best to keep it as professional as possible. Because people on LinkedIn want to learn about your business. They don't necessarily want to learn about your personality. So what are some ways that we can actually gain and actually acquire great social media stats? Here's a few things you can do on LinkedIn. You can join a group and begin interacting. LinkedIn has a various number of groups, up to almost a million close to. And all these groups are very niche specific and they're in their own industry. And here's where you can take advantage to become not only a thought leader, but also to create your own groups. Now mind you, you have to use your personal account in order for you to go on with some one of these groups, but the dividends can pay well if you begin to interact and join groups. Next, this might be a little bit tricky, but if you actually create 20 posts a month, you'll actually be able to reach more than 50% of your audience. One downfall about social media is that whenever you post something, all of your followers aren't necessarily going to see it. So for instance, if I have 100 followers on Facebook and I make a post, you'll average between 20 to 30 people will actually see the post and other people won't be able to see it. But LinkedIn, it's a little bit different. The more you post, the more people are going to see what you want to post. So it's important for you to actually come up and think of ideas of what to post on LinkedIn because you know that it's going to give you the best reach as opposed to Twitter and Facebook. Lastly, you can use LinkedIn Pulse to share posts all across users. And this is something interesting that LinkedIn rolled out just recently. LinkedIn Pulse is a separate app. It's actually a separate site that LinkedIn owns. It almost works as a news feed where you can look and curate your own blogs and you can actually read through everything that other industries are reading. So for instance, if I post something on my company page, only people that are following my company page will see it. But if I post something on LinkedIn Pulse, I'm guaranteed that every follower is going to be on there and have access to it. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to see it, but they're going to have access to it. And the more engaging content that you write, the more followers you'll have, the more it becomes trending, and it can even be featured on the front page of LinkedIn Pulse. And I'll share a little bit more about that. So let's go to joining the group. As you can see here, it says the UK Marketing Lounge, powered by onlymarketing.com. This is a good idea. This is a great strategy for your company to actually pursue. Creating a group that's actually sponsored or branded by your own company is fantastic because when people join in that industry, join into that group, they'll say, hey, this company is actually knows what they're doing and they actually engage with their community. And this is what you're trying to do here. As you can see, different people are putting different discussions and people are interacting. They want to know more about that. And you want to establish yourself as a thought leader and establish yourself as an influencer within your industry. I don't think, oh, there's only going to be one good one and that's it. This is a way for you to actually become a community together and rise above. That way everybody knows what they're talking about. You're going to talk to like-minded people and you foster a community. Now this is what I was talking about with LinkedIn Pulse. As you can see, LinkedIn Pulse works as a news feed. As you can see, different items of news all throughout the page. This could be one of your blogs. This could be something that you wrote. This could be something that you posted. And it's important for you to realize that, because if you write engaging content, if you write stuff that people want to read, you'll be featured on the top, you'll be featured on the front page, and your company can see a lot of success through social media. Again, through LinkedIn, you can also create ads. Is that they're very small, and I don't necessarily recommend them, but what I do recommend is that when you do create an ad, you create something of value. So you're not going out there pushing a product. You're actually creating an ad, almost like a classified ad. This is where you can acquire talent. This is where you can actually improve on your labor. This is where you can actually begin hiring people by creating ads. You say, hey, my company, well, we need an accountant. But you can actually create an ad, and people would want to engage in it because people are actually looking at your brand and they want to move forward with your brand. So having an ad isn't necessarily great for you to sell, but it should be great for you to hire people that can help your company grow. And that's what LinkedIn is all about. Lastly, your LinkedIn insights. Like through all social media, you have your own native analytics that you can go and you can delve into. And you can actually find out what's working and what's not working. You can find out these posts create this amount of engagement, and these posts more of these kinds of people like. It's great for you to delve into your information. It's great for you to find out more about what people want to know about your company. That being said, do we have any questions?
So you talked about a lot about the positive aspects. Can't you have sort of negative repercussions just about as quickly?
Yes and no. There are ways that social media can be affected negatively. For instance, if you post something that might be offensive, that could quickly spread like wildfire. Your company will suffer. However, just as quickly as you create the problem, you can also solve the problem. So it almost acts like a double-edged sword. So for instance, if I'm posting something and say something goes awry, I can quickly delete the post, or I can quickly answer to the post, have an apologetic statement. There's actually companies that have dedicated PR people that only focus on social media. So if something happens that on social media, they can go in and they can amend it whichever way is possible. No further questions? Well, great.
What about the manpower that it takes? I mean, if you post something and people want to engage in it, the more successful it is, the more manpower you need to keep up with it.
Well, that's actually not necessarily true. What you need to focus on is having professionals run the social media experience. You can't just get somebody that's like, oh, hey, can you just go ahead and post for me? When you do that, you're definitely going to need more people because nobody knows what they're doing. When you have people who are qualified, you understand that it doesn't take too many people for you to have to run a successful social media campaign. Sure, there are big companies who have up to 11 employees working on social media accounts, but that's not always true. You can have between two or four people kind of repeating doing the same thing but focusing on different areas. You can have one person dedicated only to analytics, one person dedicated only to posting, another person dedicated to content. More often, all those three topics can be done with one person. So actually, the more successful your social media account becomes, the more cost-effective it becomes, because now you have one person dealing with everything. You might need to get a little more people and hire more people, but it's rarely ever a question of having a whole team or having a whole division. What you just need to realize is having a professional that knows and understands what he's doing on social media in order for it to be cost-effective. Yes?
For a company that's not on any of these things, and they wanted to get on it, are there companies that they could partner with or hire that will handle that, or is that just on a regular basis, or is that something if you just have one kind of campaign you want to run, or how does that work if you don't know anything about it yourself? And you don't want to hire somebody that's 20 years old to run your social media.
That's actually a fantastic question. I'm glad you brought that up. And to answer your question, yes, there actually are a lot of companies and a lot of individuals that do exactly what you mentioned. Get a company that has no online presence and bring it up to a level where it becomes recognizable. So you can have a person say, hey, I know I need social media, do it for me. And you get the right person to assess what exactly your company needs and what exactly you're trying to achieve, and we can build that for you. My company, Charitables Media, that's exactly what we do with a lot of brands. We build it from the bottom up, and then we can continue creating engagement. Now, let's say you already have that. I say, okay, you know what? I already have a few followers. I just need a campaign. That's another thing that we also do as well. we're running Facebook ads or running competitions or even doing PR, we're going to have to use social media. So for any need that you have online and any need that you have on social media, there are companies who do that. Chatterbuzz is one of them. And there are people that are willing to put in that work, really willing to grind with you in order to build that online presence.
What does it cost?
Fantastic question. If you like, I will speak with you after the presentation.
The ballpark average is, you know.
In what regard? Just the social media campaign? Because a lot of this stuff does end up working harmoniously together. So that's kind of why he said that maybe afterwards it would be most appropriate.
You don't want to talk to me about nothing.
Generally, it's not going to take a big chunk out of your budget, but you will be necessary to actually think about it, because it is an investment. This isn't something like, oh, I'm just going to throw, you know, $20 at it, and, you know, let's hope something happens. No, you want to come up with a strategy. You want to come up with something that actually makes sense for your company, and that alone is going to take an investment. And just like what Christine said, it works harmoniously with other aspects of your online business. So social media is just one outlet that you can focus on. You can also focus on search engine optimization. You can focus on PR. You can focus on digital ads. All those things combine together, because ultimately, we want to bring you back to the website. And the website is really the king of everything that you have going on. Even if you have a brick and mortar company, everybody goes on your online website first before visiting your brick and mortar company. So it's important for you to have a strong online presence to make that first impression make a good impression.
What's the demographic breakdown of social media users?
That's a fantastic question.
Yeah,
that is
a good
question. That'd be much
analyzing, right? Yeah, it would be. Well, most people like to assume, oh yeah, it's only for young people. It's only for teenagers, tweens, even millennials, if you want to call them that. But it's actually very interesting. It's actually growing in a different array. More often than not, people who are actually more on social media now are being aged between 25 and 40, which is actually where the maximum buying power is at the moment, which is fantastic, because that's everybody who's online and everybody who's on social media. After that demographic, it goes to, you know, the teenagers and tweens, and after that, it actually goes to people who are of age, if I could say, if I could be polite, that, you know, kind of go between the 50 to 65 range, because they're online and they'll learn about news. Now, the reason the demographics are so important is the way they interact with you online. So a young demographic, for instance, the teenagers, they're not necessarily looking to buy anything. They're just looking there to post stuff and share stuff and be funny. However, the demographic between 25 and 40, they can actually make online purchases. And they actually want to do online purchases because that's the way that they do business. It's more leaning towards online and instant gratification as opposed to actually physically going to the store, looking through the stuff, and then picking something up. They actually want it now, and the easiest way for them to do it, and the fastest way for them to do it, is through online. So this is where social media plays a big role, because that's where everybody's at. So if you put the product in their face, they will see it because they are online and on social media. Okay.
If your main demographic is 45 to 54.
Facebook would be your preferred channel, and LinkedIn, depending if you're doing a direct-to-consumer or more of a B2B approach. So ultimately, though, it's beyond that. You have to remember that, may I ask for you specifically, if you're giving me an idea, like, is it more of a B2B for your specific situation, or?
Most of these will be B2B, I think.
B2B. Okay. And LinkedIn would be the preferred channel. Because when you, like I mentioned before, LinkedIn, you're only there to be professional. You're not there to goof off. You're not there to just like stuff and, you know, comment on videos. You're there to actually do business. You're actually there. This is the first line of online presence that you have is your LinkedIn. So it would make more sense for you, your company, to be on LinkedIn, because that's where everyone's going to learn about your company. That's where people are going to learn about who you are as an individual. Remember, when you're on LinkedIn, you need to add all your accolades and all your experience. People will see that first and be like, this guy means business. So it makes sense in your case for B2B to be on LinkedIn for an older demographic, because that's all that they're doing on social media. They're going there to be business professional. They're going on there to learn more about companies. They're going there to learn more about products. So that's why you go and focus more on LinkedIn. So just think of it like this. Every demographic has a different social media platform that they prefer. The younger people, they prefer Twitter. The other people prefer Facebook. business professionals prefer LinkedIn, and so on and so forth. There's a constant change of social media platforms that are happening, but those three are the main ones that actually can have an impact immediately when your business applies and business opens up their own online presence. That's it.
He's our social media strategist, and honestly, he's got some great ideas. If you guys want to pick his brain afterwards, it'd be a wonderful time to do so. I can't even say that I have the amount of knowledge that he has in social media, and I can say in my previous position as a director of marketing, social media has played an integral part of marketing. Very dichotomous backgrounds, actually. I've done organic, so produce marketing, and legal marketing, and social media was instrumental in both of those. So I think that it's actually a platform that is misunderstood, but it's just truly, really something that most people should want to be involved with if they are not already.
Just to add a little bit more, it's misunderstood and I feel like it's underutilized. Because there's a lot of potential customers and a lot of potential revenue that can be made through social media that hasn't been exploited yet. And that's something that I've been trained to do, and that's something that I do for a living. And I would love to help out any businesses or answer any questions that you have. So that's actually my presentation. So after the presentation, feel free to just walk up to me and we can have a quick chat. So I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody coming here and listening to my social media presentation. This slide will be on this website, but also be on the Mulch and Soil Council website as well, so you have access to it in case you need to review something or you need to see something over again. So I appreciate your time, and thank you for inviting me.